Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for March 21st through March 27th, 2009. Palestinian-Israeli sources confirmed the possibility of reaching prisoner swap agreement, while the number of Palestinian patients who died in the continued Israeli siege on the coastal region has reached 312. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's George Rishmawi.
Scores of villagers from Na'aleen, located near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, held their weekly protest on Friday midday against the illegal Israeli wall being built on village land. International and Israeli solidarity workers joined the villagers and marched towards the land, which is confiscated by Israel, to build the wall. As soon as locals and international supporters arrived in the part in the village where Israel is building the wall, soldiers showered them with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets, also firing live rounds of ammunition. Also, soldiers invaded the village and shot tear gas after protesters returned to the village. 13 people were injured. Among them was a local youth who has been taken to a hospital in the city of Ramallah after soldiers shot him in the leg with live ammunition. The remaining injured were treated locally. Dozens were treated for gas inhalation. Also near Ramallah, the residents of Bilayin village marched towards the wall on Friday after midday prayers. The protest was joined by Israeli and international activists. Protesters made banners condemning Israel's ongoing policies and violence against civilians, especially in Jerusalem, and commemorating what the Palestinians call the Land Day. The protest began in the center of the village, then headed towards the apartheid wall, which is built on Bilayin's land. An Israeli army unit stationed behind the wall prevented the crowd from going through the gate. The army fired tear gas canisters to break up the crowd. Four were injured, while dozens suffered gas inhalation. Amongst those injured was one journalist. Meanwhile, on Friday, more than 100 Palestinian, Israeli and international demonstrators gathered at Al-Masara village near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. The villagers, along with their international and Israeli supporters, marched towards the village land where Israel is building the wall. Soldiers stopped the people and attacked them with rifle butts and batons. Witnesses said that four sustained moderate wounds. Amongst those injured was a journalist working for Reuters. For IMEMC.org, this is George Shmawi.
Representatives of Palestinian factions are expected to return to Cairo by next week in a bid to resume their national unity talks. Also this week, Palestinian-Israeli sources confirmed the possibility of reaching a prisoner swap agreement. IMEMC's Jessica Halsey reports.
This week, representatives of the rival Hamas and Fatah parties said that the second round of their national unity talks would resume by early April. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said he was hopeful that the upcoming round of talks would lead to a consensus over some outstanding issues, such as the political agenda of a unity government and reformation of the Palestine Liberation Organization. Omar Suleiman, chief of Egyptian intelligence, who has been mediating the talks, returned back last week from Washington, where he explored the U.S. stance on a unified Palestinian government that could emerge from current talks. Washington has ostensibly announced it would not back a government that does not meet three international demands: recognizing Israel, renouncing violence, and accepting past signed peace agreements with Israel, a matter that Hamas still refuses. Meanwhile, political analysts believe that the success or failure of an upcoming regular Arab States summit meeting in Doha would overshadow talks between Fatah and Hamas. As for a separate issue, Palestinian and Israeli sources confirmed this week that Egyptian brokered talks over a prisoner swap between Israel and the ruling Hamas party will be resumed shortly. Israeli media sources reported that a number of Egyptian officials in charge of the talks between Fatah and Hamas were in meetings in Tel Aviv with Israeli officials. Hamas, which has been holding an Israeli soldier since June of 2006, has demanded the release of some 100 Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails. While Israel has objected to Hamas's list and has recently demanded that at least 20 of the would-be released prisoners be exiled. For IMEMC.org, this is Jessica Holsey.
As the Israeli army continued to attack the Gaza Strip, the number of Palestinian patients who died in the continued Israeli siege on the coastal region has reached 312. From Gaza, IMEMC's Ramel Megheri reports.
On a Friday morning, Israeli soldiers stationed on the eastern side of the southern part of Gaza Strip opened fire at civilian homes and agricultural land. Damage was reported, but there were no injuries. Such attacks were reported all week. Fighters from Sarai al-Quds Brigade, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihadi group in Gaza, clashed with Israeli soldiers near the border fence with Israel in the southern part of Gaza Strip. The Sarai al-Quds Brigade claimed that their fighters clashed with an undercover Israeli military unit patrolling the border area in the southeastern part of the Gaza Strip town of Khan Yunis Thursday midday. Local sources reported on Wednesday morning the Israeli Navy attacked a Palestinian fishing boat, kidnapped the four fishermen who were on board, and took over the boat. The fishermen, three brothers, and a relative were taken to unknown destination. They were fishing in Palestinian territorial waters near Rafah, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, witnesses said. Locals say the Israeli Navy frequently attacks fishermen and chill Palestinian fishing boats. They have wounded and kidnapped dozens of fishermen before. Earlier this week, a young Palestinian fisherman was shot and seriously wounded when the Israeli Navy shelled an area northeast of Gaza City. Also this week, the Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza reported that the number of patients who died due to the 21-month-long Israeli siege on Gaza have reached 312. The ministry says that due to the siege in March alone, 21 patients died, among them 5 children. On Sunday, 3 patients died in Gaza hospitals after being barred from leaving the area for medical treatment abroad. Meanwhile, a Palestinian woman was reported dead on Tuesday after the Israeli military barred her from leaving Gaza for medical care. Doctors in Gaza report that 1,000 Palestinian patients have all necessary documents to leave Gaza, but Israel still refuses to allow them to travel, thus endangering their lives. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 36 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those attacks, troops kidnapped 26 Palestinian civilians. Meanwhile, Israeli police attacked cultural events in Jerusalem. IMEMC's Ghassan Banoura has the story.
A teenage Palestinian was shot and wounded late on Tuesday at night at the Hawara roadblock south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Locals reported that Israeli soldiers shot and injured the teenager and then asked Palestinian medics to transfer him to a local hospital in the city. As the Palestinian ambulance rushed to the scene, Israeli soldiers stopped it, barring the medics from reaching the wounded teenager. Later on, the army called an Israeli ambulance and transferred him to an Israeli hospital. On Monday afternoon, during a crackdown by Israeli police forces on an activity organized in East Jerusalem celebrating Jerusalem Capital of Arab Culture 2009, 5 were injured and 8 kidnapped. Local organizer Rima Awad was there when the Israeli police attacked.
This is typical behavior of the Israeli occupation authorities in Jerusalem. The media people were here, everybody was here, and the press conference was about to start when the police attacked the protestant, arrested 8 people, closed the press conference down, and physically assaulted members of the civil society activists as well as media people.
The event, Jerusalem, the capital of Arab culture 2009, began Saturday in the nearby city of Bethlehem. The Israeli Ministry of Interior announced on Friday that it would stop the Arab culture events from taking place in Jerusalem and arrest anyone who take part in it. The Israeli authorities refused to allow the scheduled program of events to be held in Jerusalem. But a pre-recorded program of events was shown via satellite in the conference palace of Bethlehem. Other similar events took place in Lebanon, Gaza, and Nazareth, which was linked to the main event in Bethlehem via satellite. Jerusalem follows Damascus as the capital of Arab culture, a title that has been handed to a different city by the Arab League every year since 1996. During his opening speech at the event on Saturday, the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas criticized Israel's policies in Jerusalem.
سياسة التمييز والقهر وسلب الأرض.
The policies of discrimination, oppression and destruction of neighborhoods and homes must all stop for peace to have a chance in this land.
يمتلك فرصة حقيقية على هذه الأرض.
This week, an Israeli court in Jerusalem issued an eviction order for the As-Silwadi family, telling them to leave their home and a dunam of land around it after the defense lawyer failed to present documents for the case. The Israeli government has intensified its demolition campaigns of Palestinian-owned homes. The Jerusalem municipality handed out demolition orders to 176 Palestinian families in March alone, while another 88 orders were handed out in February. Since Israel occupied the city of Jerusalem in 1967, the authorities have rarely given Palestinian residents permission to build homes. In related news, on Tuesday, the Israeli police attacked residents and local community leaders in the Arab town of Umm al-Fahm in northern Israel, injuring 8 civilians, including one critically. The police attack came after local residents tried to stop Israeli right-wing groups from conducting a march into the Arab town, a move that is seen by the local community as provocative. For IMEMC.org, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, please check out our website, www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Dina Ahmed.